Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. I'm Todd Starnes. Good to have you with us today. Welcome to the program. As we enter a new period in our nation's economy where we are, I don't know, we're not allowed to use the R word. We're not allowed to say recession anymore. Just like yesterday we learned, we're not allowed to say the word midget. We cannot say recession. So we're going to say that the economy under the Biden administration is financially fluid. How's that? Will that work? I think it might. It really doesn't matter because we are in a world of hurt today, and it's only going to get worse financially. And the numbers coming out, it is not looking good as the economy continues to drop. The gross domestic product dropping by 0.9% in the second quarter. What was it? 1.something% the last quarter. So this is two quarters in a row, which makes it a recession. The Biden administration says, no, we're changing the definition and everything is just fine. So in their truth is, the Biden administration's truth is that everything is hunky-dory in America. But the reality is we are paying more for gasoline. We're paying more for electricity. Rent prices are going up. You've got grocery store prices just through the roof. And a lot of people just can't even afford the basics now. So we're gonna talk about this throughout the program today. This is a crazy, crazy story. But the Biden administration's philosophy is that there is no problem. It's a classic case of the emperor's new clothes. They're ignoring the problem. And the issue here is something called truth, absolute truth. We talk about it a lot on this program. Their truth is everything is fine, even though the reality, even though the true truth is that the country is in a financial tailspin. And there are people out there that are concerned, economists that are concerned, not only are we in a recession, but we could be heading towards a depression. Keep in mind, we still have two years of the Biden administration left. And so I'm curious to know how things are going in your communities, in your neighborhoods, as you deal with the inflation and you're dealing with these out-of-control prices. Electricity, just electricity, up 13.7%. It's just insane. Actually had to move the thermostat up to 69 degrees at the Starnes household. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. So we're going to get into that story. But those of you who follow us on the social medias, you know where we're going to really start today's conversation with. And I just think this story is absolutely hilarious. So we've got a situation where yet another city has been overwhelmed by migrants. And we've covered these stories for ages on this radio program. We're talking about 1.6 million. And they've invaded this big city. They're changing the customs. They're not learning the language. And people are really upset about all of this. Prices are going up. It turns out that areas, neighborhoods are now gentrifying. But the great irony here, it's not happening on our side of the border. It's actually happening south of the border in Mexico City. And the folks who live in Mexico City are enraged. And here's the reason why. They say that too many Californians are relocating to Mexico City. And when the Californians are coming in, they're not acclimating. So typically, let me give you an example. Here in the Deep South, we're very welcoming and affirming people. And I will use the people of the good people of North Carolina as an example. And especially you folks in the Winston-Salem and Greensboro area. You guys have been literally overwhelmed by migrants coming from the northern states. Now, I have to imagine that early on in the process, you guys were like, hey, y'all, come on over. You know, we'll take you down to the Cracker Barrel. We're going to get you. We'll go down to Biscuitville and get some iced tea, get to know the neighbors. And then once you got to know the neighbors, you realized that these people had no inclination of assimilating to the southern way of life. In other words, they not only packed their bags, but they packed their bagels with them. So they bring, and there's nothing wrong with a bagel. Nothing. Don't get me wrong. I like bagels, but you know, the South is a biscuit region. So they come down to the South and then they try to start building New York City all over again on North Carolina soil. And the North Carolinians really got upset about that. And I'd love for you North Carolinians to call in and explain how the Northerners and the people from out of state changed the culture of your state. Because North Carolina was a rock-solid red state politically, and now it's a bathroom and pronoun free-for-all. You've got a Democrat in charge of the state, and North Carolina, because of all this this immigration from the northern states, has become a purple state. So look, we're very hospitable people down here, but you don't come down to Memphis, Tennessee from, say, Long Island, New York, and announce to the Memphians, hey, you can't eat barbecue anymore. You got to start eating tofu. That's not going to fly. You're going to have another civil war on your hands. So that's the thing. It's if you're going to move to an area, for example, when I moved to Brooklyn, New York, I didn't try to assimilate people to the southern way of life. I knew that was going to be impossible. So you get along. You learn how to live, and maybe you can't find a biscuit, so you eat a bagel. Or, you know, the brisket is done a little differently there, so you know, you don't make a big deal about it. You just go and eat and have a good meal. Yes, I know you, and you can't. Sometimes it's hard to understand the New Yorkers, but you know what? Sometimes it's hard to understand Southerners. So you respect each other's cultures in that way. But that is not what's happening. So these liberals, what they do is they move into a city and they're like swarms of locusts. And these liberals, they destroy these cities with their far left policies. And then when they've turned the beautiful city, and we will use San Francisco as an example, they'll take a beautiful city like San Francisco, which back in the day, they had this Clint Eastwood, go ahead, punk, make my day mentality when it came to dealing with crime, and it was a beautiful city. But now they don't do that because of all the liberals. And they've literally turned it. It's actually, in San Francisco, it is worse than a third world hellhole. It is worse than Somalia or Mogadishu. You know why? Because at least in Somalia and Mogadishu, the locals, when they have to go to the bathroom, they have the sense God gave a goose to go to a toilet. In San Francisco, you've got the homeless and the drug addicts and Lord knows what not dropping their drawers and taking a squat in the middle of the streets. They're having to spend tens of millions of dollars on what they literally call poop patrols. No, I'm not making this up. And so what happens is the cities become unlivable, and what do? They pack their bags, and they move someplace else. Reading from the Fox News Channel report, the LA Times did the original story. The Los Angeles Times report outlined how some Mexicans are fed up with the growing number of Americans, many from California, moving to and visiting the country, which has contributed to a rise in rent and a shift from Spanish to English in some places. As a matter of fact, some people are saying that, to make matters worse, a lot of the taco joints and corner stores have been transformed into coffee shops and Pilates studios. English is also reportedly becoming more prevalent as more Americans are moving to and visiting Mexico City to take advantage of lower rent and the ability to stay in Mexico for 6 months without a visa. Fernando Bustos, a 38-year-old writer and university professor, says, quote, "We're the only brown people. We're the only people speaking Spanish except the waiters." They're very concerned that the Americans are trying to conquer Mexico City and basically turn it into some sort of a colony. So they're concerned about modern-day colonialism. Quote, "Mexico is classist and racist. People with white skin are given preference. Now, if a local wants to go to a restaurant or a club, they don't just have to compete with the rich white Mexicans, but with foreigners, too." They're very upset about all of you Californians moving there. Now, part of me feels somewhat sympathetic to the plight of the folks of Mexico City, but not that much, because then you think about what's been happening on our side of the border, where you've got tens of millions of people from Mexico illegally crossing our border. At least the Americans cross the border legally, but you've got tens of millions of their people coming into our country. The people I really feel bad for are the folks who live in those border towns down in South Texas and in Arizona and New Mexico. But it reminded me of a story from Idaho. So a couple of months back, I believe it was the New York Times, they did this in-depth story about all these Californians moving to Idaho, and now Idaho is beginning to turn purple. And why is it? Because just like in North Carolina, all the out-of-towners, they packed up their yoga mats and their essential oils and their hemp and their cannabis and their Mexican man shoes and pajama boy pants, and they just moved everything, relocated everything to Idaho. And now Idaho, and I was talking to some folks in Salem, Oregon last week when we were down there for our event, and they were like, "Tyne, you wouldn't believe it, but all these people, these leftists, are trying to turn Idaho into Mogadishu, and nobody wants that." So maybe the problem isn't necessarily that 1.6 million Americans are living in Mexico. Maybe it's the problem is that 1.6 million Californians are living in Mexico. Can we all just say this? And I mean, I love California. There are great people in California, but unfortunately, there are more bad people that live in California than good people. And you're just not good neighbors. How bad is it that, so it's, okay, great, your fellow citizens have a problem with you, and now you're embarrassing us in Mexico City. By the way, do we know the Spanish words, the Spanish for what goes around comes around? Grace, work all that. But what goes around comes around, Mexico. You just remember that. If you'd have bothered to secure your borders, maybe we would have a different conversation here. But I'm telling you, this is a big problem. And sure enough, what's going to happen is those folks in California are going to start doing exactly there what they've been doing in the states here, radically transforming America. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Old Deb Darby down in New Mexico. Thank you, Todd. Thank you. It's a border town. It's a border state, folks. They're suffering. They really are. Bill wants to know, in Mexico, how's that invasion working out? By the way, just think about this for a moment. Who would you rather, let's just say you had to endure an invasion of your city. Who would you rather invade the city? Would it be Californians or illegal aliens? Just think about that for a moment. Unbelievable. Ruth says Mexico needs to stop the illegals from coming through their southern border and traveling through their country to invade America. Most Americans do not want an illegal invasion here. Ruben says, be kind to your Spanish friends. Well, the Spanish friends have to be kind to us. By the way, Ruben, we're providing a lot of resources for those Spanish friends. We're giving them all a place to live, giving them free food and housing and health care, getting them a job, all courtesy of the American taxpayer. By the way, what do you think would have happened to those Americans had they crossed the border into Mexico illegally? You better believe it. Their behinds would be sitting in a Mexican prison, and I don't think anybody wants to go there. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Collierville, Tennessee. Chris, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Chris, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Mr. Starnes, for taking my call. My concern is the people that are flooding the conservative states, leaving the liberal states, they come and they run for office. And the problem with that is, like you said, they bring their liberal values. And the reason why the Republicans are losing races, because they do not get a chance to debate these Democrat opponents. And if the Republicans going into this midterm election, starting right now, once you find out from the primaries who's who, if a Republican candidate will simply issue a challenge for a debate, and if that Democrat opponent will not debate them, they need to run TV ads and radio ads. Hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm running for this district or whatever. It doesn't matter. Local, state, county, regional, national. It doesn't matter. I'm running for this office. I offered a debate challenge to my Democrat opponent, and they would not debate me. And that sends a red flag to voters. When a voter hears that this person does not want to debate the issues and will not bring themselves forward, that sends up a red flag.
Well, let me stop you. No. Let me stop you right there, Chris, for just a moment. You're right. It does. So you're saying if they refuse to debate, it sends up a red flag.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
it does. So, I agree with you. I completely agree with you. There is a situation developing in the state of Georgia where you had a guy, Herschel Walker, who refused to debate his Republican opponents. He was living in another state, came back to run for Senate in Georgia, refused to debate his Republican opponents in the primary, and now he's backtracking on a promise to debate Raphael Warnock for the U.S. Senate, his Democrat opponent. What does that tell you?
Well, that's the thing. You know, here's my thing. If you won't debate your opponent out in the election field, then how are we supposed to trust you to go to the U.S. House or the Senate or whatever? Look, how many times have we heard a representative or a senator say, well, I don't know much about that bill? Well, you would have if you'd have been sitting in your seat in the Congress, but if you look on C-SPAN, the seats are empty. Where are you guys at? Okay, like in the British Parliament.
Okay, we're getting back here in this country, Chris, and we're coming up on a break, so we're going to have to let you go here. But I get your point, and I think that is important, you know, to talk about these people that are moving into states specifically to run for office. The same thing happened in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz, who, by the way, Dr. Oz just came out and announced that, guess what, breaking news, he's going to support that same-sex marriage legislation if it comes up while he's in the Senate, if he gets elected. But right now, he's more interested in staying in his mansion in New Jersey than he is campaigning in Pennsylvania. But I am curious about you folks in Georgia. Does that concern you that Herschel Walker is now backtracking and refuses to debate Raphael Warnock? I will just say this, and I don't live in Georgia, so this does not concern me. But if you're a Republican and you refuse to debate, you just forfeited my vote. I'm not voting for you. 844-747-8868. That's my phone number. Give me a call. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Got to give credit to Governor Greg Abbott out of Texas, also Doug Ducey out of Arizona. You know, a couple of months ago, the governor said, fine, Biden's not going to do anything. We're going to start loading up illegals onto buses, and we're going to send them to Washington, D.C. So far, more than 4,000 illegals have been dumped in the nation's capital. And this breaking news from the NBC station there in D.C., the mayor, Muriel Bowser, another Democrat, she's calling up the National Guard. She's activating the National Guard to help with all of the illegals that are arriving in D.C. She says it's a humanitarian crisis, and it's reached a tipping point. They're going to be using the D.C. Armory as a processing center. You know what? I say at this point, send even more buses. Maybe Abbott and Ducey can call their fellow Republican governors, and we can commandeer school buses, and we can just have caravans. Just like trains, just sending thousands and thousands of illegals to Washington, and then on to Delaware, and then on to Pelosi's district in San Francisco. I think this is a brilliant strategy here. And by the way, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, do not be surprised about this guy. Don't be surprised by this guy. You know what's going to happen. DeSantis is going to put out the National Guard on the Florida border, and he's not going to let those buses through because that's been the whole point. They're threatening to send all the illegals down to Miami. And DeSantis isn't going to play like that. So that's a fascinating story. We'll keep you updated on that. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Kim in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate. Hey, Kim, what's up?
Hi. Well, I was just telling Grace, I totally agree with that other caller, and I purposely did not vote for Herschel Walker in the primary because he refused to debate Raphael Warnock. And if you can't tell the voters how you stand on certain issues and debate someone who is your opponent, who more than likely doesn't agree with your issues, then how am I going to trust you to represent me as a voter?
Kim, that's a fair point. Yeah, when you were listening to Walker during the primary, I mean, what was your impression of Herschel Walker?
Well, I think he got a lot of votes just because of his popularity. The Georgia Bulldogs reign over here. And I honestly think that's why a lot of people voted for him. He's never told anybody what his stance on the issues was.
That's a fair point. And I agree with you. I think most people voted, if people are honest with themselves, I think most people voted for Herschel Walker because he played football there and everybody knew his name.
Exactly. He has notoriety. That's all he has. Honestly, I still don't know where he stands on the issue, and the only reason I would vote for him is to vote against Raphael Warnock.
Yeah, but at least with Raphael Warnock, you know what you're going to get, a pro-abortion preacher who's a communist, and we can't allow him to go back to the to Washington, D.C. I saw some polling data out. It's interesting. Brian Kemp is actually up in the polls over Stacey Abrams, but Herschel Walker is trailing Raphael Warnock.
By 3 points. I know. It's the craziest thing. And that's, I think, honestly, because of people like me who are like, I don't know if I can support you. I don't know if I can get behind you. And Raphael Warnock's ads smear Walker so badly, and Herschel Walker just won't come out and debate. I don't understand that.
Well, I'll tell you why. He can't debate. And when you, and I'm not sure he has a clear grasp of the issues. If you heard the speech he gave about the climate and how China was sending over their bad air here and they were taking our good air, I heard that speech and I thought, there's no way that guy's debating anybody.
No, I agree. Not very well spoken, doesn't know the issues, doesn't know how to react. I agree.
But you know what? It doesn't matter, Kim.
Experience.
It doesn't matter because he's got notoriety. That's it.
I know. That's the only thing he's got in my book.
All right. Kim, appreciate the call. By the way, thank you for that. Who did I get a text from? I got a text from somebody. I want to read this. If you want Joe Biden, vote for Raphael Warnock. If you want somebody that's going to vote Republican, vote for Herschel Walker. He may not be the most eloquent, but he'll vote right. He's going to debate on October 16th. Is that confirmed? Oh, it's the person texting said not confirmed, but it looks like that's what it's going to be. Raphael Warnock spent $25 million against him through his campaign and other groups, and they're still in a statistical tie. All right. Well, interesting. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Steve, WSIC. Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, first off, I just love his name, Herschel Walker. It just has a rhyme to it. I don't agree so much about him, but I called about the reason people don't understand North Carolina. Is we moved here a long time ago from Florida, and we had to get used to people having roots here. And if you said something bad to the cashier, the guy at the filling station may come up to you and say, listen, don't you say that about so-and-so again, because that was my sister. And things are slower here, but they're more efficient. And when you get used to the community, it's a wonderful place to live. But if you butt heads with the locals and you try to change things quickly, it doesn't work, and it makes things worse. And we've lived here since 75, and it's so much nicer than we moved from Florida with a job. And
Steve, have you noticed a change over the past 10 or so years?
Well, they won't let me shoot my pistol in the backyard anymore, because we got into the city. But if you shoot squirrels with a shotgun, they really don't mind.
Well, but that's good at least.
Yeah, I used to call I had a friend live downtown, had a squirrel problem. So I would call the local police department and tell them that I was going to be shooting my shotgun off their front street and just let them know. And they said, that's fine, just don't shoot any of the cars. And that went on for about 20 years. We have noticed a lot of these drug dealer people, and we have a very good sheriff here. Drug dealers aren't too bright for the most part, and they try to avoid roadblocks and things, and we prosecute a lot of them here.
Well, that's good. But again, and Steve, we appreciate the call. We've got to move on here. But I think the issue is when you're moving to another state, honor that state's traditions. Don't bring your lousy leftist politics into our states. That's all we're asking. And I don't think that's terribly much. All right, let's go to Robin, Indiana. Robin, what's on your mind?
Todd, I told you I love you, but I don't always agree with you. And I want to say I don't agree with you on the debates with the Republicans. And the reason is, if we had debates like we had in the past, way the Lincoln-Douglas debates, but any Republican that gets on the stage is going against not only their Democratic opponent, but they're going against the media. We've watched it for year after year. We are not stupid people. We live in America. We know what's going on. I would say that if we could do a platform, take the media out, and you put an opponent versus another opponent, and they address issues without anybody interjecting, then we'll get to see what their real stance is. Herschel Walker is a recipe for disaster if they put him on that stage. They know it. We know it. He doesn't articulate very well, but he's not an ignorant man. He's very well. I think he's a very good person, but I think he's educated, and I think he would go with what is America first. That's what matters.
You think he would?
No. Okay, I'm going to say Herschel Walker would because he's come out and made statements. He's a man. He's made some mistakes in life, as every one of us have. If he's had children out of wedlock, he was a football star. We know what happens when people are stars, whether they're male or female. They're going to get people thrown at them in sexual nature. I don't agree with it, but it happened. I'm more concerned, as all of my family, friends, and area residents are, is getting this country back on track. And I believe in my heart Herschel Walker is America first. He is not going to cater to anybody but Americans.
And Robin, I hope you're right. And that's the thing. We have to go out on blind faith. And I've got a problem doing that. I have been betrayed by far too many Republicans over the years. And that's why I have sincere concerns, especially, for example, during a Republican primary debate, which is friendly territory, and you simply refuse to stand alongside your fellow Republicans. That's a problem for me, and I know we disagree on that, but I think at the end of the day, it's important because the voters need to hear from the candidates.
Sure. So let's go to a podium kind of stance. I don't believe that Georgia was going to be fair in the primaries. I think there's something really fishy going on with Georgia, and I think it has to do with Kemp, Raffensperger, and Stacey Abrams, not because people are talking about it, but when you do research and their connections and what they colluded together in a 2020 election, it's almost as clear as a day, but people refuse to see the truth. They want to listen to the lies that the media gives or the lies the politicians give. You put an established rhino up on a podium versus a America First Republican on the podium, you're going to see a difference because those rhinos only go by script. The America First come from the heart.
Robin, good thoughts. We're going to leave it there. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Georgia. Roger on the line, WDUN. Roger, what say you, sir?
I say good day to you, sir.
Well, thank you.
By all means, it's a beautiful day. I'm out here near L&J, close to one of your favorite restaurants, cruising around, taking pictures. So it's not bad. So with this Herschel Walker thing, he was in Gainesville yesterday. Did he step back from saying he's ready to debate Warnock?
Well,
he said it yesterday at the Long Street Cafe, which
is a great cafe. So Herschel just went up a notch in my estimation. He said he would debate under the right conditions, but this is a sidestep, because during the Republican mm-hmm. primary, he was out there and he was goading Warnock into a debate, and then Warnock said, okay, let's debate, and then Walker says, we're not going to debate. And so now they've called him out on it, and he says he's open to doing it under certain conditions. Look, come on, Herschel, just...
I think the conditions are, you want the job, you need to sit down and defend why you need the job, and you should be there to deserve it.
That's all I'm asking. I want to hear him articulate his conservative credentials. That's what I want to hear, and I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, I grew up in Georgia, of course, and I've heard it from the time I was born, because he was the man when I was a kid, and everybody and their brother, Herschel this, Herschel that. Great football player, great athlete, but I'm like you. Give me the skinny on what you really got going on in your mind, because you don't make any sense with what you're saying.
You know,
the
here,
whole
here,
clean air to China thing threw me off. I went, let me read and listen to that, because I wanted to hear and see the in-betweens of what he said, and it still didn't make any sense even reading it.
No, and look, I'm a University of Tennessee fan, and to give you a comparison, it would be like Peyton Manning, who's, you know, here in this state.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
he's royalty, but I don't know what his politics are. He's a great guy, maybe he's a conservative. I don't know, and that's the whole point, is to find out what these folks believe. We have a big problem. Go ahead.
I can make all the Herschel. I'm sorry to interrupt. I can make all the Herschel fans really mad. I'm a Georgia Tech fan.
Oh, sweet mercy! Yeah, that's.
And I live close to Athens now, and I own a Bulldog, so it's kind of a really bad oxymoron when my true Georgia friends see me like, "So what's the deal? Are you converting?" I'm not a chance in hell.
Well, there you go. All right, Roger. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate the call, Georgia Tech. All right, let's go to the great state of Maine here, real quick. Web, WLOB, what's going on?
Yeah, hi. Listen, if Walker, all he has to do if he debates is throw this at him. You are a communist, sir. We have Arlington Cemetery full of American soldiers who died to fight what you stand for. And just sit back and let them scream and jump up and down. Because we're not calling these people out. We're not calling them out for what they are.
Webb, you raise a great point here, because not only is he a communist, he believes in day of abortions. I mean, this guy is a pro-abortion communist. And you're right. We've got to simplify the message. And I think that would be very effective in a debate style setting when he just keeps pounding him with the, yeah, but you're a communist, because the communist is just as horrible a thing as could possibly be. So I like, that's a good thought. Webb, gotta run. Appreciate the call. Folks, as you know, our good buddy Mike Lindell has a passion. What is that passion? He wants to help all of us get the best sleep of our lives. And he didn't stop just by creating the best pillow in America. Now Mike's done it again. He's introducing My Slippers. And for a limited time, you're going to be able to save a lot of money on a pair of My Slippers. $90. This blowout sale of the year will not last long, so you better order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. You can wear them indoors and outdoors all day long, made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And of course, all of Mike's slippers are made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. And use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use my promo code, which is my last name, STARNS.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, folks, now's a great time to head over to the website, toddstarns.com. Man, we have some great stories up. Our journalists are working overtime. Our great managing editor, Caleb Park, read his work over at toddstarns.com. And by the way, you can sign up to get our newsletter, and also you can download our free podcast there on toddstarns.com. Let's go to North Carolina, the talk station. Jeff, what's on your mind?
I just want to comment on your thoughts about would you rather have illegals or Californians? And really, I don't want either. Californians drive up the price of real estate so bad, so quickly, that the locals can't afford to live here anymore, or they live in, you know, really bad conditions. And that's because the Californians have so much money. And I've lived in, and they're also not usually very nice people, that I, from my experience. I've lived in San Diego, Ventura, and Napa County. And then the illegals, I'll say this about the illegals. When the Mexicans, Colombians, Guatemalans that come here, they work. They start their own businesses. They're tile technicians, carpenters, painters, lawn maintenance guys. I have never seen one standing on the street corner saying, "We'll work for food," driving an Escalade. So I prefer people to come here legally, but if I had to take my choice between the Mexicans and the Californians, I'd take the Mexicans because they work. And they certainly don't have the money to buy a $250,000 house for $400,000 or $500,000, as the Californians do. I was in Salt Lake City also last week, and they have construction. If you Google Earth them or go there, you'll see high-rise buildings going up everywhere, apartments, because the Californians are invading that city. And on the news, they said we are groups of numbers of homeless people are rising every day, just out of control because the local people don't make enough money to spend.
No, that's right, and that's what's happening in Mexico City. And thanks for the call, Jeff. That's what's happening in Mexico City. Californians are moving in. They're jacking up the prices, and people are being forced out of the neighborhoods in their own country by the invading Californians. All right. Hey, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Congressman Jim Jordan coming up. Senator Marsha Blackburn. Wow, it's going to be a great show. We'll be right back, America.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3-millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 2 of The Big Show. Good to have you with us today. Hope you have found a nice, cool place to hang out, drinking some iced tea, sitting in a rocking chair, got a ceiling fan going. Big hour today. Coming up a little bit later, Congressman Jim Jordan is going to be here. Also, Senator Marsha Blackburn is going to drop by. Very concerned about what's happening along the border and the Democrats pushing this Green New Deal. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Very honored to have with us from the 4th Congressional District in the great state of Kansas, our good buddy Ron Estes. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing well, Todd. Thank you.
Congressman, no big surprise, the GDP report coming out today. The rest of the country and all of the economists seem to agree that we're in a recession. The Biden administration, they're not very clear on that.
Yeah, it really is surprising coming out, although it kind of fits in with their propaganda spin. You know, we see another quarter of negative economic growth. And, of course, it's something that people across the country know, that the economy's bad and they're suffering through inflation and the slowing economy. But, you know, the Biden administration over the last week or so have been trying to redefine what a recession is because they knew how bad they were. They just don't want to tell the truth. And so they push this false narrative about having a strong economy, and in reality, we're seeing it slowing down, and people are paying the consequences for that. And on top of that, we've got prices, they're continuing to skyrocket. You know, just in the last 12 months, it's gone up 9.1% on average. But if you actually go back to the start of the Biden administration, it's over 12.6% on average. Again, now that means some things are higher than that. And the way they figure out this formula, you know, if you have a mortgage, well, it hasn't gone up at all. But if you have to buy food or you have to buy gas, that's about double. You have to buy electricity or bacon or milk. Those things have all gone up that people are suffering through.
I'm curious to know how things are going in your congressional district. You've got the big city of Wichita there. Are people having to change their routines, whether it's going on vacation or maybe not buying meat at the grocery store? What kind of stories are you hearing?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we obviously Kansas is a big state, so a lot of people drive to and from work or to and from school or shopping. And so they're having to change their driving plans that they're doing. You know, any place across the country that's, you know, at or maybe even slightly below the median income, you know, when you have a doubling of the gas prices and you have grocery prices that are up 20 to 25%, those are the main things that people buy, and the main impact on their income. And so we're having people that are changing what they were planning to have for dinner because they couldn't afford the meat that was in the grocery store, or trying to figure out other ways to work through that. We're also seeing it on the business front with the inflation costs that businesses are having to raise prices, and which is just continuing to make it worse for everybody.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Ron Estes from the great state of Kansas. Congressman, we've had a number of your colleagues on this program over the past couple of weeks saying if the Republicans are able to retake control of the House, that they will begin investigations into the Hunter Biden and the Biden family corruption. What say you? Is that a good idea?
Well, I think we need to get to the facts. I mean, right now we're seeing as more and more of the facts are coming out about what appears to be corruption in the Biden family and their ties to the Chinese Communist Party. You know, when he was campaigning, President Biden tried to deflect and say he never talked to, with his son about a business dealings. But we know now that he met at least 14 times with the people that were paying his son or their business associates. We know that Hunter Biden arranged meetings with his dad when he was sitting as vice president with Chinese communist company leaders. We know that there's a text message out there between Hunter and his daughter that kind of implies that Pop takes half of Hunter's earnings. So it sounds like it's a family business that they're making money off of. And in the meantime, they're getting wealthy while the Chinese Communist Party and the companies that they deal with are getting advantages dealing with United States companies and consumers.
Congressman, before we let you go, we've got to brag a little bit because there was big doings in the National Statuary Hall, and you got to stand in front of the crowd there and unveil a brand new statue. I want you to tell our listeners about the statue.
Yeah, it really is. Every state has two statues that represent individuals that are relevant from that state and obviously have some national or international prominence. And so yesterday we unveiled a new statue for Amelia Earhart, who's from Atchison, Kansas. Obviously, you know, everybody knows the story of Amelia Earhart in terms of being such an aviation pioneer that she was and helping break so much ground in terms of, you know, the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean and just promoting and being inspiring for boys and girls and men and women that, you know, continue to work hard and you can accomplish a lot of things. And that, I think that's the overall story that we have out of that, that, one, she's a great Kansan and she's joined the other statue that we have in Kansas, which is of President Eisenhower. So we have great representatives from Kansas.
It's pretty exciting. And again, if you haven't been to Kansas, folks, just a beautiful state. And I have to brag on your city there, Wichita, that beautiful river that flows through. It's just a really fun town to take a visit.
It really is. It's great. We've got so many things going on and trying to revitalize some of the downtown that, you know, has been commercial over the years and getting more opportunities for folks to live downtown and grow. And what we have, the Arkansas River that flows through Wichita, and I've got a new baseball field and a team that's playing on the banks of the river and much more things going on. So it's recently it was pegged as the number one place for singles to live in one of the surveys.
There you go. So, you know, if you're looking for a wife, guys, head over to Wichita. You never know what's going to happen there. So love in the heartland, right, Congressman?
Well, great. It's a great place to live. It's a great place if you're single. It's a great place to raise a family as well.
There you go.
I really can't talk a lot of enough positive things about my district. It really is the heartland of the country.
All right. Congressman, always good having you on, and we appreciate the updates, and have a great rest of your week.
Great. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Congressman Ron Estes, I know all of our listeners in Wichita, big fans of this guy. He is a rock-solid conservative, and he's one of those workhorses up on Capitol Hill. And he's doing a lot of work behind the scenes to make sure that the constituents back in Kansas are taken care of and also taking a solid stand for conservative values. Speaking of that, I've got to give a shout out to Governor Ron DeSantis. What an incredible man. This man continues to impress. There has been a big controversy surrounding a a drag queen bar. Is that what you call them? What is that the appropriate title? You've got the strip clubs. Those are like for the heterosexual crowd. Then you got the drag. You got the gay bars and the drag queen bars. Anyway, you got a bunch of drag queens, and this drag queen bar actually hosts shows for children. They actually have a children's menu at the gay drag bar. And it's caused a lot of controversy. And finally, Governor Ron DeSantis says, you know what, we're going to start cracking down on these people that are going after our kids.
Well, first of all, there was a video out of Dallas where they had all these young kids putting money in the underwear of these drag queens at a bar. And that's totally unacceptable. And I said that at the time. Then what happened was a week or two later, there was video from a place that had similar stuff. And then that was identified as being in Florida. So we said, wait a minute, having kids involved in this is wrong. That is not consistent with our law and policy in the state of Florida. And it is a disturbing trend in our society to try to sexualize these young people. That is not the way you look out for our children. You protect children. You do not expose them to things that are inappropriate. So they had this video, and it's identified in Miami. So the it's Department of Business and Professional Regulation. They started an investigation. They actually had agents going to this place and conducting effectively just gathering information, getting intelligence, seeing what's going on. And what they found was not only were there minors there for some of these, and these are sexually explicit drag shows, they actually had the bar had a children's menu on their food service. And you think to yourself, you know, give me a break, what's going on? So they looked under Florida law and were able to initiate this procedure that would basically, you know, take away the liquor license for that. And that basically ends the story. So,
good for you. Good for you, Governor. And the name of this place, the R House Bar, it's in Miami. One of the videos that came out of the bar, you got a little girl, and she's walking hand in hand with one of the drag queens. The drag queen's wearing like a thong, and there are dollar bills sticking out of the thing. It's disgusting. Really don't want to talk about that on the radio. Now, look, there are people out there calling what the governor just did homophobic, transphobic, but this has nothing to do with hating anybody. This has everything to do with protecting kids. Now, I want you to hear me. I got no problem. You want to go to a gay bar and you're of age, you go and have fun. You want to go to a drag bar, you go and live your life. But I'm telling you, children have no business inside gay bars or drag bars or strip clubs or anywhere else. And if they are, that is child abuse. So I commend the governor for taking a stand here. Oh, I've got to play this other audio. This is bizarre. So over in the UK, where a lot of this the sex and gender stuff is happening, there's a feminist. So we're talking about a raging feminist, and she is raising concerns about pedophilia. And she got in trouble from the government because she criticized pedophilia. Now, the weird thing here, we've got she's British, so she's got an accent, and they call it pedophiles. So if it's not pita, it's like pita bread. No, it's pedo. That's how they just listen.
Welcome. How the devil are you? So I come downstairs and there's two police at the door. He said, we've had a complaint. Somebody's phoned up because in one of your videos, you're being untoward about pedophiles. I said, it's a crime to be untoward about pedophiles.
Right.
He said, well, the person was offended. I said, well, yes, and I'm offended. I'm offended that you're here trying to silence women, talking about the safeguarding of children. He said, it's been recorded as a hate crime. I said, is it a hate crime or a hate incident? And he said, I'm not here to argue. And I said, have you watched the video? He said, no. And I said, so you're here because somebody was offended about something that you haven't even seen. Yes. Should I go back and watch the video? And I said, well, I would have thought that was something that you should be doing before you come out to somebody's house on a Sunday afternoon. How insane.
Mark my words. There will be a push to normalize pedophilia. You mark my words on this. Can you believe that? A raging feminist, they call the cops on her because she was criticizing a pedophile. That's the UK, and soon that's going to be the United States of America. Hey, we got to take a break. New audio coming in from Washington. President Biden is speaking about the financial fluidity situation in America. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. President Biden speaking. We'll get to that in just a little while. What a great big mess that is, by the way. A great big mess. Biden says that that things are actually getting better in America. He doesn't even know where he is right now, that poor guy. That's really unfortunate. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So Senator Ted Cruz is alleging discrimination against straight white guys in the State Department. The senator has a lot of questions for what's going on over there at State, specifically the diversity and inclusion officer. There was an internal email that suggested straight white men, as well as those of certain religious backgrounds, that's you Christians, those kinds of people are being discriminated against in hiring practices. The State Department Senior Diversity and Inclusion Officer, paid for by your tax dollars, by the way. Her name is Gina Abercrombie and Fitch. No, I'm sorry. That's wrong. My apologies. Gina Abercrombie Winstanley. I'm sorry. That just really... May I just ask a question about that, by the way, Grace Baker? So I was actually at one of the big outdoor malls a while back.
Uh-huh.
And why is it? I've always wondered this. You know, the Abercrombie store, you can smell it before you see it. Why is that?
It's gotten better, but yeah, they have like a signature cologne and stuff, so they just spray up the whole place, I think, before they open. They do have great clothes, though.
But you smell, I mean, it's like everything reeks of that cologne.
Yeah, like I said, it's not as bad as it used to be, but they do. It reminds me in high school when the boys would just spray Axe on like it was going out of style, and it would just, everything would reek of that smell. Because those colognes, they like stick to the clothes.
Ugh, it's disgusting.
It's too much.
I was wondering, is it in the air conditioning
probably.
Vents? Are they
spewing
it out? They
probably have like a
out?
Dispenser, and it's like, like a sprinkler system.
When I was a kid, you know, and your dad, you know, teaches you how to shave and everything, and he explained.
Okay.
My dad
I'll take
was.
Your word for it.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but back in the day, Grace, you would not remember
That's
this.
That's what I'm saying.
But
as a woman, no, I don't know that.
The my dad was a big Old Spice guy.
Those smell pretty strong,
and,
too.
But this was before they had all the newfangled Old Spice. This was the old school.
The OG.
Where you had, it was sort of like a cream-colored bottle,
mm-hmm.
and it had the little cap, and you had to pull the cap off, and then it would sting. It was very painful,
and
cologne.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because it was the 1970s, and you experienced, because you know what? We were tougher in the 70s and 80s.
Fair enough. If something stings when I put it on my skin, I'd stop applying.
Like, for example, you know, if you scrape your knee, your mom would tell you, because now it's like you go to the hospital or the med center and they, you know, spray, you know, ointments on it.
Oh,
back in the 70s, mom was like, just rub some dirt on it and it'll be okay.
See, no, my mom's like the alcohol.
Well, I've completely gotten off track, so we're gonna go back to the story eventually. Just so hang tight with Ted Cruz. All that to say, with the cologne, Dad always said, "Son, a little dabble, do ya?" So just a dab. You don't have to drench yourself in it like the Europeans do. All right, I got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Consumers and businesses rely on digital banking solutions more than ever. Redefine your financial institution's digital presence with the award-winning Aperture Digital Banking Platform. Integrated with more than 200 fintech partners and 40 cores, we give you the speed to innovation you need to grow and retain customers. Learn more about our number one rated mobile banking app and all our cloud-based digital banking solutions at aperture.com. That's Aperture, A-P-I-T-U-R-E.com.
Your State Department official broadly distributed what I consider to be a very troubling email. I have a copy of that email next to me. Let me read from a part of the email. The email says that hiring practices have developed inside the State Department so that, and I'll quote, that certain candidates could not be hired because they have a disability. They are white men. They are straight white men. They are not of the, quote, right religion. All of these are verbatim quotes from the email of a senior State Department official. My first question to you is, did you clear this guidance?
Thank you for the question, Senator. I've never seen that before.
You've never seen the email before?
I've never seen it.
So you didn't know it had been sent?
This is the first time I'm seeing it, sir.
Well, there you go. We were talking about that mere moments ago. That was the audio from Senator Ted Cruz questioning the State Department over these emails that have been circulating, telling straight white guys who are of a certain religious belief that they are not qualified to take jobs. Just unbelievable. We'll get into that a little bit later. I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from the great state of Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan, joins us. Congressman, that's, I guess if you're a white guy, you're not welcome at the State Department.
Yeah, no need to apply, I guess, huh? Wow, I didn't realize that. That's pretty darn interesting. But again, with the political nature of this entire administration, you know, we've seen it over at the Justice Department targeting parents. The things we see from the information we released yesterday about them juicing the numbers on domestic terrorist category, catalog cases. So I guess it shouldn't surprise us.
Yeah, I want to talk about that letter that you guys have written to Christopher Wray over at the FBI. So the allegation from whistleblowers is that they were boosting those domestic violent extremism cases. What's going on there?
Well, they set up this office, and so now I guess if you got this big fancy new office that's focused on this area and type of cases, then you got to have the numbers to justify it. And it sounds like that's what they're doing. Plus, this is whole part of the left's political narrative today that anyone who's a conservative is somehow a threat. It's ridiculous. But I think the other takeaway is there's quickly becoming a well-worn path of FBI whistleblowers coming to our Republicans on the Judiciary Committee and talking about political things going on at the Justice Department. We had multiple whistleblowers come to us on the school boards issue. We've had now multiple whistleblowers come to us on this issue. So I just find that the fact that it's been over a dozen whistleblowers to come to I'm in my time in Congress, we've never had anything like that, all from one agency. Because again, it's now become so political under the Biden in the Biden administration.
And Congressman, don't forget about the other whistleblower who came forward saying that FBI bosses were telling them to shut down a lot of this Hunter Biden dirt.
Yeah, so that is the whistleblower who came to Senator Grassley. Important, great that you brought that up because it's interesting, Todd. The same person Senator Grassley references in his letter at the FBI, who whistleblowers have talked about. This same person, Timothy Tebalt, this individual who suppressed evidence that was verifiable about, you know, the Hunter Biden issue in 2020, that same person is the individual our whistleblowers tell us is pressuring them to juice up the numbers of cases that they categorize as domestic violence, domestic terrorism cases. So that same individual is at the heart of both of these stories, which again I think is kind of frightening if this individual has this much influence in the Justice Department.
When you look at the broad picture here, Congressman, and again, the idea that they're going after moms and dads who went to school board meetings, they have been behind and doing some very questionable things going over. Let's talk about the Michigan governor and the alleged kidnapping plot, which the FBI was apparently behind. We still don't know how many FBI agents were involved in the planning or the execution of what happened on January the 6th. Is this an agency that can be salvaged and repaired, or does it need to be dismantled and rebuilt?
Well, you definitely need new leadership, and we need to continue to get the facts and the truth to the American people. We may need to look at, if in fact the American people put us in the majority in the Congress next year, we may need to look at you know, the appropriations process and how that interacts with the Justice Department. I still believe that the vast majority of agents are good people doing great work for the American, for our country, but that the folks at the top have been the problem. I mean, we just a couple years ago when it was Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page and all these individuals. So that has been the problem. And frankly, you can't really fix all that until you get a new president, until President Trump runs again and wins.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman, saw you on Newsmax the other night, and you were weighing in on the J6 panel, and you said they've been caught in 8 different lies. What are those lies?
Mm-hmm. Well, they lied about Bernie Kerik's travels. They lied about Barry Loudermilk, a colleague of mine. They lied about the tour he gave to constituents. They lied about Jenna Ellis's documents. They lied about Eric Hirschman, White House lawyer. They lied about the note written. Cassie Hudgens said she wrote it. And Eric Hirschman said, no, I actually wrote that note. They lied about the Secret Service. We've had Secret Service come forward and say that what she testified to was not accurate. And they lied about me twice. They lied about a text message I had forwarded to the White House chief of staff. They said it was from me, a member of Congress, when it wasn't. I had forwarded to him from a respected lawyer, former inspector general for Don Rumsfeld. And then they also took a video clip of me where I was on Fox News talking, and it was on Maria Bartiromo's show, and the video clip started off with me saying January 6th is the ultimate date of significance in a presidential contest. What they left off was the sentence right before that, where I said the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that January 6th is the ultimate date of significance in a presidential contest, because that's when you actually approve the electors. And that changes the entire context of that statement. So we followed that, and then, of course, maybe the most important was when Zoe Lofgren, I remember the committee said, we don't corroborate witnesses' testimony, and they didn't ask Pat Cipollone when he was deposed if what Cassie Hutchinson said about him was true. And his lawyer reported afterwards that if he had been asked, he'd have said it wasn't. So that's 8 different false things we've gotten from this committee. And, Todd, we don't get to see the evidence. We don't get to sit in on the depositions. We don't get to access to the transcripts, the video, the documents they have. We don't get any chance to cross-examine. And so imagine how many other lies they've told the American people if we've caught them in 8 with that limited amount of evidence that we get to see.
It's really jaw-dropping to see this play out. And they think the American people are dumb enough to buy this. I don't think they are. And first of all, not a lot of people are watching this. But when you've got the Washington Post out, what day before yesterday, Washington Post came out and said, well, the feds are investigating Trump in connection to a criminal probe, hinting that he may be the focus without actually saying if he is or is not. But what I find fascinating is you had the committee say there were no criminal charges coming out or recommendations coming out of the committee, but the FBI director the attorney general is now saying, Merrick Garland, there may be some things there. It seems to me they're just hell-bent on trying to find something to pin on Trump.
Well, they've been that way, as you know, and you've talked about this and you've explained it so well. They've been that way since they first spied on President Trump's campaign 6 years ago, 2015 and 16, so during the last campaign. So that's always been their focus. It continues to be. But the bottom line is this is frightening. And this is third world banana republic kind of stuff. If you're going after a former head of state like they're doing here, based on, I mean, I've seen Professor Turley on TV and interviews talking about he sees no basis for this. So for goodness sake, but this is This is, unfortunately, today's left, which controls the Biden administration and which controls the Justice Department and the political bent that they have.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Good intel. Appreciate it. And thank you for coming on the show.
You bet. Thank you, Todd. Take care.
All right. Jim Jordan, everybody, congressman out of Ohio. I know the congressman said this was a leadership issue. I don't think this is leadership. I think you got to tear the whole thing down, dismantle the whole thing, and start over again. What say you, ladies and gentlemen, based on what you now know, that this is the same FBI, that spied on the Trump campaign, the same FBI that colluded with the Obama administration to try and sabotage the Trump campaign and then his presidency, the same FBI that came up with the fake Russian dossier with the whole golden showers and the whatnot, this is the same FBI that conspired and created a plan to kidnap the governor of Michigan and then pin it on a bunch of yahoos. This is the same FBI that was clearly involved in some form of planning and execution of whatever happened on January the 6th. And no one dares ask the FBI how many of their agents were boots on the ground on that day in our nation's capital. This is the same FBI that's going after moms and dads who dare to ask questions of their local school board about critical race theory and gender, radical gender, sex, and education policies. This is the same FBI now that's padding their numbers when it comes to domestic extremist cases. So I ask you, do you believe the FBI can be salvaged, or is it time to completely dismantle the FBI and start from scratch? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Can I tell you about my good buddy Dick Morris? He's got a great book out, and you need to read this book. It's a bestseller, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. It reveals the president's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming big surprise. Morris even predicts Hillary Clinton will run against Trump. Newsmax says The Return is the best political book of the year, already a number one Amazon bestseller, and it gives you the real plan. Look, big media, big tech, deep state, they want to stop Trump. So do Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi. Well, Dick Morris was Trump's close advisor, and he says Trump has a shocking plan to beat all of them. So get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer from Newsmax. You're going to save almost $28. Go to thereturn911.com, thereturn911.com. That's thereturn911.com.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, welcome back. Hey, by the way, next week I'll be in Dallas, Texas. I'll be on the main stage at CPAC for an entire hour. I'm going to be hosting a number of a great special guests. They said, Starnes, how do you feel like being Johnny Carson? And I'm like, well, all right. Yeah, heck yeah. Do I get like an Ed McMahon? I don't think so. But they're like, don't push it. I'll be interviewing a number of people, including the governor of Oklahoma, talking about a lot of the big culture issues for an entire hour on Friday afternoon. So love for you to drop by and say hello, shake your hand, and meet you at CPAC. President Trump is going to be there, Sarah Palin, sort of a who's who of conservatives there in Dallas, Texas at CPAC. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868, North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate. Stephen on the line. Stephen, what's going on?
How you doing, Todd?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, thank you very much. Yeah, no, what I told Grace was, you know, I definitely being from born and raised in these areas, been able to see a lot of the influx that you was originally talking about. And one of the ones, I'm a big Krispy Kreme fan. And
Whoa. Krispy Kreme donut. This is what you're talking of. All right. Very nice.
That's right. And so anyway, the town board here in Mooresville tried like the Dickens. I thought they did anyway. To try to get something like that passed for zoning, but never did. As far as I know, I could be wrong, but it's a wonder. Now we've got 7 Dunkin' Donuts in this small little town.
What?
And all within about a 2 to 5 mile radius of each other. So pretty much like a McDonald's, they're on every corner around here.
Is that right? Because Krispy Kreme used to own the southern states.
A town right up from Salisbury, they have one, and I stop there quite often, and I look for the big Hot Now sign, but Dunkin' Donuts, I'm sorry, they're just no good. I'm sure a lot of people will not like what I just said about that, but I really don't care. Krispy Kreme has got the best donuts. Now, local donuts is called a Daylight Donuts. Shout out to them. Great donuts for a local bakery. But when it comes to a production donut, Krispy Kreme's is the best.
We may have to open this up to a debate, Stephen, because I'm with you. Grace Baker is very upset, and she's throwing something at me through the glass. Grace, is you're a Dunkin' fan.
No. Oh, you got it messed up. No.
Dunkin', you like Krispy Kreme?
I like Krispy Kreme.
Oh, I take it back,
Dunkin'
Steven.
Dunkin' Donuts, they have good drinks, but their donuts are awful. They're dry.
You see, I'm with you.
They are dry and crusty.
Yeah, I'm... Ooh.
You know I'm
much
right.
Much like Congressman Steve Cohen.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a low blow.
That's true.
A lot of powdery donuts is what they have.
Ugh, you know? I can't handle that. We're going to open this up to the people, Stephen. Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts, ladies and gentlemen, 844-747-8868. Stephen, I want to give a shout out to the best donut place in America. It's called Gibson's Donuts here in Memphis, Tennessee, and they make the best donuts in the country. One of my favorites, though, is something called it's a bacon maple donut. And they actually put big old chunks of bacon in that thing. You can't go wrong if you got bacon on a donut. I mean, that's breakfast on a donut right there. All right, 844-747-8868. What were we talking about we were talking about Yankees moving in. That's what it was. And they tried to shut down. I didn't get the full story. We hung up on the poor guy.
Yeah.
So wait a second. So they were zoning for a new Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
And I guess
they kept voting. The libs kept voting it down. And then next thing you know, they got just Dunkin' Donuts and no Krispy Kreme.
All right. You've got it. Yep. The phones are lighting up here, Grace. So let's go to Scott, Conway, Arkansas, wants to talk about the donuts. All right, Scott.
Todd, how you doing, my friend?
I'm well, Scott.
Man. I talk to you a lot, but hey, I grew up and I live in Conway, Arkansas, of course, and we have a Krispy Kreme. I grew up in North Carolina, grew up in a little town called Thomasville, North Carolina. Krispy Kreme is by far the best donut in the world. Nobody can compare. Dunkin' Donuts has good coffee. That's it. That's all I got to say, brother. That's it.
Scott, you're a man of few words, but important words. Thank you. Scott says Krispy Kreme. Allen, North Carolina, the talk station out on the coast. All right, Allen, what say you?
Well, we don't have a Krispy Kreme near us here in Cedar Point, North Carolina, but the cities who do have them, they've got a nice large menu of donuts. Where I'm right down the road from a Dunkin' Donuts, and I went through there twice. I know I spent 20 minutes in line the second time, and they had 4 donuts to choose from for a donut store.
That's not right.
Yeah, and nothing that I got was memorable at all. Not the biscuits, not the donuts. It was very mediocre.
Alan, I'll tell you what, and we got to run for a break here, so thanks for that. I will say this. New York City Times Square, they've opened up a giant Krispy Kreme donut shop right in Times Square, and I guarantee you property values went through the roof. All I can tell you, folks, if you're driving around town, you see the red light come on at the Krispy Kreme, I don't care where you're going, you put on the blinker and head right on into Krispy Kreme. They'll take good care of you. Tell them Todd Stern sent you. All right. Hey, got to take a break. Senator Marsha Blackburn coming up next. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Let me speak to one other issue, the GDP, and whether or not we are in a recession. Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in a recession. But let me just give you what the facts are in terms of the state of the economy. Number one, we have a record job market of record unemployment of 3.6% today. We've created 9 million new jobs so far, just since I became president. Business are investing in America at record rates, at record rates. Foreign business like SK and others are investing in America, hundreds of millions and trillions of dollars.
That is President Biden saying that there is no recession. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Our good friend from the great state of Tennessee, my home state, and my senator, Senator Marsha Blackburn. Senator, welcome back to the show.
It is good to be with you. Thank you so much.
I don't know what they're thinking up there, Senator. You go back to the 1990s, that famous line from Bill Clinton, it's the economy stupid. They really do believe that this is their absolute truth, that the economy is just hunky-dory.
You know, you just can't make this stuff up. And the American people are smart. They have caught on to the fact that they're saying, oh, there's not a recession. The economy is great. And the American people know in their personal economy, things are not good. And that they're struggling to fill up the gas tank and the grocery cart on the same day. They're having to pick and choose. They know that wages are not increasing, that there is a stagnation in wages. They can read. They know that we have had two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. Now, that tells you that technically we are in a recession. Looking at what you have to spend when you are trying to just handle your average cost of living, you know that you are in a recession because your money doesn't go as far as your money once went.
Senator, we've been so focused on this report today. My concern is, what about the next report and the one after that? We've got two more years of the Biden administration, and I don't see this getting any better. Do you?
You know, Todd, we are all very concerned about that, and we work on it every single day because the Democrats, just look at this CHIPS bill they passed this week. They wanted to say, well, it was $30 billion, then it was $52 billion, then it was $72 billion. And those are direct grants and layouts to one industrial sector, chip manufacturers. And then in that bill, they put another nearly over $200 billion worth of spending authorization. So what you have is not what they tried to say, which was the $72 billion bill, you have a $300 billion bill. And did it cover chips? Yes, but it also covered a lot of what they wanted for the Green New Deal.
And that we everybody thought that was dead. We don't know what happened with Senator Manchin. The question now is what about Senator Sinema out of Arizona, and what kind of an impact?
Now yeah, go ahead. Coming back. Yeah, they're coming back with a reconciliation bill that will be more of the Green New Deal. It is the energy, plus it is going to be Obamacare subsidies in health care. It will be growing government control of health care. And you're right, Senator Manchin had said he would not do that. Then he comes out yesterday after they have passed this additional $300 billion in spending. And they're saying, well, you know, we're going to tack on to that. So they're going to be at $1.5 trillion in new spending in 2 weeks.
This
That's
just,
their goal.
It's just mind-boggling, and it concerns me as a business owner. You try to forecast where things are going. We are heading into a very dangerous spot right now with the economy, Senator.
Oh, absolutely, we're heading into a dangerous spot. You can see it every day. You see it in everything that you're buying. You see it every time you go to the store. You see it every time you go fill up the tank. You see it when you talk to farmers in West Tennessee who have not planted this year because of the cost of ag chemicals, pesticides, fertilizers, diesel. And they've cut back what they were going to plant. And we see this. We know this is happening. And we are very focused on what this is going to end up meaning next year, what it is going to do to food prices next year.
Senator Marsha Blackburn is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this afternoon. Senator, the mayor of Washington, D.C. is very upset. She says that they've been overrun by the illegals that Governor Abbott has been shipping up there by bus. Says that she's wanting to call out the National Guard to deal with the crisis. And now the governor of Texas just put out a statement saying that Washington finally understands what Texas has been going through every single day.
Well, that is right. And so many of us have said, look, every town's a border town, every state's a border state. Because of the impact of illegal immigration and the way you had groups that were coming into our communities. Tennessee has had planes and buses coming in, and it creates issues for the social services, the educational, the health care system, because it is not something that was planned for, and these are individuals that need a lot of services. I have to tell you, there's nothing compassionate about this open border and this illegal immigration. The way these people are treated, the way these young women and girls are put into all of this sex trafficking, the gangs that are coming in, and the crime rates that are going up in our communities many times because of these gangs. So, you know, being able to secure this border, maybe now some of these big blue cities will come out and will say, you know what, we need to get a handle on this.
Absolutely. And you hate it for the folks who live in those cities, but you know what? Maybe they need to light a fire under their elected leadership to take a stand.
That is very true. And they do need to light that fire, and they do need to be there. These, you know, they were saying, well, our shelters can't handle it, and for those reasons, we need to make these changes. Well, you know, we have a lot of groups that cannot handle the influx. And when you look at the fact that you have had, since Joe Biden became president, you have had over 3 million people illegally enter.
It's just unbelievable, and the numbers keep growing every day. Senator, we're going to leave it there. We know you are very busy up there today. Thank you so much for joining us for a few moments on the show.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, Senator Marsha Blackburn from the Volunteer State, and she just tells it like it is, folks. Tells it like it is. You folks in Tennessee, very blessed to have a great, rock-solid, conservative up on Capitol. You've got two great senators, Hagerty, Bill Hagerty, and Marsha Blackburn. And we're going to get both of them back on. Of course, Hagerty was President Trump's ambassador. And the situation out in China is looking, quite frankly, precarious. As we begin to move around some of our ships out in the Pacific, Nancy Pelosi says she's going to Taiwan and the Chinese are going ballistic. So we'll keep an eye on all of that as well. All right, look, we're going to take a break and regroup. Got a lot of audio to get through. I want to share some information with you. I also want to go back and revisit the story out of the State Department that Senator Ted Cruz shared with us just a few moments ago, this idea that if you're a white person, if you're a religious person, then you can't have a job in the Biden State Department. We'll tackle that as well. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, you heard Senator Blackburn a few moments ago on our crystal clear Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They have the broadest nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget, and they have great discounts, especially for veterans and first responders. By the way, if you need multiple lines in your house, Patriot Mobile, they're going to throw in extra discounts as well. They make it so easy to switch. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, you're going to get a special discount and you're going to get free premier activation, but you got to use my promo code Todd. Again, that's patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use that promo code Todd.
Consumers and businesses rely on digital banking solutions more than ever. Redefine your financial institution's digital presence with the award-winning Aperture Digital Banking Platform. Integrated with more than 200 fintech partners in 40 cores, we give you the speed to innovation you need to grow and retain customers. Learn more about our number one rated mobile banking app and all our cloud-based digital banking solutions at aperture.com. That's Aperture, APITURE.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. I want to go back to this story. Senator Ted Cruz questioning a State Department senior diversity and inclusion officer, her name Gina Abercrombie Winstanley, and she was testifying about an internal email that Senator Cruz got his hands on. And this email was sent by an unnamed senior State Department official saying that hiring practices have developed in the State Department so that certain candidates may not be hired. The senator went on to read directly from the email saying that candidates who would get discriminated against include those who have a disability, they are white men, they are straight white men, and they are not of the right religion. Here is Senator Cruz.
Senior State Department official broadly distributed what I consider to be a very troubling email. I have a copy of that email next to me. Let me read from a part of the email. The email says that hiring practices have developed inside the State Department so that, and I'll quote, that certain candidates could not be hired because they have a disability. They are white men. They are straight white men. They are not of the, quote, right religion. All of these are verbatim quotes from the email of a senior State Department official. My first question to you is, did you clear this guidance?
Thank you for the question, Senator. I've never seen that before.
You've never seen the email before?
I've never seen it.
So you didn't know it had been sent?
This is the first time I'm seeing it, sir.
All right, they're denying it, but the senator's got him dead to rights. He's got a copy of the email. And it really should not be all that surprising that straight white Christian guys are being discriminated against in the Biden administration. I mean, when it comes to the identity politics card deck, they're at the bottom of the deck. So it should not be all that surprising as far as what's happening at the State Department. And I suspect it's happening elsewhere. Just keep in mind that this is an administration that would rather hire people based on the color of their skin and not what's in their brain. Just keep that in mind. They would rather hire people based on who they go to bed with at night as opposed to what their actual abilities are. That's the Biden Pentagon. That's the Biden State Department. That's the Biden Transportation Department. And it just goes right on down the list. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number, 844-747-8868. News out of Facebook. Facebook, the parent company, Meta, began telling news partners that they will no longer pay publishers for their content. This is coming from Axios. The company's moving forward with sweeping changes to the Facebook experience, and news has become less of a priority. You know, I'm not terribly surprised to hear this news. We have seen a dramatic drop in the amount of Facebook traffic. We used to get, I don't know, on average, 1-2 million clicks per month from Facebook. We have a lot of other resources, but Facebook was the largest. And now it's maybe 300,000, 400,000. I mean, it's just completely just been marginalized. Meta's VP of Media Partnerships, Campbell Brown, told staffers the company was shifting resources away from its news products to support more creative initiatives. Oh, does that mean more cat videos? I can only handle so many cat videos. And the horses. I'm not sure how, but like in my social media feeds, that's all I see are cat videos and horses being born. I don't get it. Quote, a lot has changed since we signed deals 3 years ago to test bringing additional news links to Facebook News. Most people do not come to Facebook for news. And is that true? What do people go to Facebook for these days? Now, where's Grace Baker? A question for you as a young, you're a Generation Z-er. Does your generation, are they active on Facebook?
No, not really at all. I'm not. I mean, I'm on it and there's the occasional, but see, when I post on other platforms, it goes to Facebook, but I never manually anymore go post to Facebook.
Is that right?
Yeah, no.
So where do most of your generation, where do you guys hang out?
TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat.
Is that right?
Snapchat's a little bit gone. I mean, I only snap maybe like 5 people, and that's it.
So you snap them?
Snap.
What is it? It's like hit them?
Take a picture and send them video and picture messages.
I see.
But then Instagram is honestly, people are kind of getting fed up with it too. But I feel like almost people of my generation, believe it or not, are actually starting to get off of social media platforms.
Altogether.
Like, yeah. But I know people that are just like, yep, yeah, I'm just not on it anymore. I deleted. I'm done. Bye-bye.
So what do they do?
They have a life.
So they don't post anything. They just
go out and
live
their life. Oh,
they
don't even have an account. You can't find them.
Really?
They deleted everything.
Wow. Do you know people like that?
Yeah, I know multiple.
Are they happy?
They're my age. They're perfectly happy.
Really?
Probably happier.
They're incognito.
Incognito. They do not exist on the internet.
That's interesting. I wonder how many other people out there are doing that.
And I feel like it's popular right now in the people in their 20s. Or maybe they have one. Maybe they're just like, I'm just on Instagram. If people my age pick one social media platform, it's Instagram. People don't like Twitter, my age. I mean, they use it, but they don't like it.
It's toxic.
It's very toxic. People don't really like Facebook, but they, like me, made one when they were like 13 years old and have just not deleted it.
I see. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I'm curious to know if others have just, they've just eliminated all their social media accounts. You're living off the social media grid. 844-747-8868. And if you are, how's that going? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back.
all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Thanks for hanging out with us. 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 Eastern, and we are just so excited by the folks that tune in and hang out with us and also listen to us later in the day on our podcast, which you can download over at toddstarnes.com. Got a couple of items to share with you, an update on monkeypox.
It's raining men!
So there's a raging debate now over what to call it, because they don't want you to call it monkeypox anymore, because they say that name is stigmatizing to monkeys, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, Tucker Carlson addressed this last night on Fox News Channel. He suggested maybe they should call it schlong COVID. So that's that's Tucker Carlson. Jeez, Lou. NPR, National Public Welfare Radio, you know they're all over this story because they're very alarmed. They say as the disease spreads, by the way, it's a sexually transmitted disease, and the big controversy is it's primarily impacting the gay community, and they don't want people to know that. But at the same time, they have to tell people, otherwise we're going to have a full-blown Lord knows what on our hands. So anyway, the NPR has a big story up, and they're concerned about warning people about the disease and stigmatizing people about the disease. The World Health Organization has already declared monkeypox a health emergency. They say, quote, stigma and discrimination can be as dangerous as any virus. No, it really can't. Do you know of anybody who's been killed, who's died a horrible death because of stigma? No, I don't think so. I would disagree with that. The global monkeypox outbreak appears to mostly affect men who have sex with other men. A study, no, it's not just mostly, it's 98% of the people, and then the other 2% are people who have very close connections to the 98%. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine found 98% of people diagnosed with the virus between April and June in more than a dozen countries identify as gay or bisexual. So it's the G's and the B's. The L's and the T's, you guys, I think, are okay. World Health Organization, now get this. So again, people are out there, and you heard, what's-her-face, Kennedy, that far leftist on Fox News Channel. Just yesterday, she was lambasting. Who was that? Shout it out there, Grace Baker. I can't remember the guy's name.
Ned Ryan,
who's only crime was to say, if you don't want to get it, don't go to a gay orgy.
Stating the obvious.
Just stay home. You know what?
Watch yourself to yourself.
Yeah, just stay home. Eat a kale salad. Drink a wine spritzer. Watch Bravo TV. And, you know, take care of yourself. So here's what happened.
As for monkeypox, I think there's a pretty good rule in life. Don't attend gay orgies. When you look at the New England Journal's report of the 528 orgies that have been reviewed.
Ned, come on, man.
It's not about gay. How about any orgies?
Go look at the New England Journal's report that NBC News reported on Friday, in which of the 528 cases they reviewed, 95%. We're between sex between men. I think we actually have to have a serious conversation about where this is coming from. When I'm done, Brad, you can talk. Instead of going crazy and declaring a national pandemic when 3,000 people have it right now, it's insane.
I don't know, man. You don't have to be gay to get monkeypox, and you don't have to be bigoted when you talk about treating something that is that easily spread, Marie.
It's not bigot.
Yeah, it is.
This is science, Kennedy. 95% of the cases from the New England Journal.
You know what? I'm going to let Brad respond. Okay, I'm going to let Brad respond because, Brad, we had 372 doses. The United States in Denmark, where the smallpox, monkeypox vaccine is manufactured, they were ready to go, but because this has been an issue for more men in the gay community, it seems like it has been lower on the priority list. Brad.
Yeah, look, Ned is right when he says that monkeypox right now is mostly affecting gay men. The problem is that public health-wise, not going to orgies in general is a good policy to not get sexually transmitted diseases.
100%.
And so we have to be really careful. We saw with the AIDS crisis, with the HIV crisis, about how certain communities or certain gay people will be stigmatized over something that lots of people do. And we got to be careful about that.
And that kind of, I will use the term, bigoted language that makes
you know
it seem like the
shut
only-
up. Just shut up, you ignorant woman. I have never, if you listen to the interview, they end up agreeing with what Ned Ryan was saying. But I just want to address this issue of stigma. Well, we can't talk about it because we don't want to stigmatize gay people. Oh, really? There were people during the China virus and people like this on Fox Business wanted to literally label people with red scarlet letters in public. They wanted to publicly shame people who did not get the vaccine or came down with the virus. So don't give me any of this nonsense about, oh, we don't want to stigmatize people. That would just be very appropriate. As a matter of fact, that's just deadly. That's just deadly. Look at the facts. The World Health Organization, and this is for Kennedy at Fox Business. And look, I get it. Gutfeld, I mean, she's Gutfeld, all these guys pal around together. And so this is their thing. And 99% of the cases here in the United States, 99% are related to male-to-male sexual contact. So all Ned Ryan's trying to say is, folks, if you don't want to get it, just stay home. Don't go to the parties. Don't go to the bars. Don't go to the orgies. Just stay home. Make a nice, I don't know, boneless chicken dinner or whatever you eat and watch Bravo. And you'll be good. You won't be getting the monkeypox. Let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Paul in Georgia, WDUN. Paul, what say you?
Hey, Colin. I'm thinking that a lot of these people are just playing out crazy a little bit. That's what I'm thinking. I called in to tell you that now I have a relative that is over the lab work, all the blood work in a hospital, one of the major hospitals, and he said that if you have had the old polio vaccine, he said it covers monkeypox. He said me and him, we ain't got no problem with it because we've had it. The old one that used to leave a scar on your shoulder, that was the one that covered it. And then he said it was in the 80s or something that they thought it was eradicated. And then they stopped giving it to everybody because they believed it was eradicated.
Well, it's fascinating. And again, you know, the concern here is that they don't isolate this and it spreads. And we know of at least a couple of cases, or at least one case in California, I believe, where children who had connections to gay men who had monkeypox came down with the monkeypox. And the concern now is, okay, what happens next? Politico says they're actually going to go out there and start sending out notifications. So if you've been in contact with somebody who's had it, if Trump had been president and they did that, all you know what would have broken loose.
Oh, yes, sir. Of course. Trump couldn't do anything without them coming at him.
Mm-mm.
But just remember, even the Bible says about iniquity shall abound, love of many shall wax cold, but he that endures until the end, the same shall be saved.
All right. Paul, appreciate that. Let's go to Scott in North Carolina, WSIC. Scott, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, I just happen to think, you know, we used to eat a sucker a long time ago, and when you eat it, it resulted you had bubble gum, and it created kind of made bubbles, you know, blisters like a bubble, blowing a bubble. So why not just call it the blowpox?
Well, Scott, It's a name, and it's clever. Scott, appreciate the call. Grace, what the heck? What are you doing to me?
I'm not going to lie, Todd. I'm getting some really weird calls right now, so just brace yourself.
No, it's okay. I mean, but Tucker raises a good point. You can't call it monkeypox. You got to call it something.
Yeah.
What are you going to call the new? I mean, what did he say? I can't repeat it. Blow. Well,
instead of a blow pop.
Well, all right. Well, we've got a very we have a very creative audience, and maybe they could come up with some suggestions on what to call the new disease.
I really like that last suggestion. I'm not going to lie.
Blow pop.
Because all I think of is blow pop. Like, mm-hmm. How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Pop?
Stop.
I'm sorry. I know that's different.
All right, Grace. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know what I could go for right now? A nice glass of iced tea. You know, I've been so excited about our brand new sponsor, GetTheTea.com. It's called Life Change Tea. And they have a great summertime sale going on. Buy three, get one free. Life Change Tea, so amazing, so natural. It is delicious. I drink it every day. And it comes with 12 herbs and 3 delicious flavors, natural peppermint and pomegranate. Life Change Tea is made right here in the USA. They've been brewing it since 2007. And I've got a big jug of it in my fridge back home. Go to GetTheTea.com to order some today. That's GetTheTea.com. Use my discount code, Todd10. They're going to give you an additional $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 in savings. GetTheTea.com. And be sure to use that discount code, Todd10.
Consumers and businesses rely on digital banking solutions more than ever. Redefine your financial institution's digital presence with the award-winning Aperture Digital Banking Platform. Integrated with more than 200 fintech partners in 40 cores, we give you the speed to innovation you need to grow and retain customers. Learn more about our number one rated mobile banking app and all our cloud-based digital banking solutions at aperture.com. That's Aperture, APITURE.com.
All right, from Tulsa, Oklahoma, comes this story. You folks over in Bartlesville, a lot of listeners out in those parts. Your state education secretary, computer just did a thing. The secretary of education in Oklahoma got himself blocked on Facebook. His name is Ryan Walters. He was posting some information about books that are being found in Tulsa public schools. And in Tulsa, a lot of the educators want children to read graphic novels about homosexuality. And so they've stocked the libraries with all these graphic novels. And they're graphic novels, but they're graphic. According to and I've seen images of this, the books contain sexually explicit and pornographic content. And so anyway, he got booted. Here's the Secretary of Education.
Good evening, Oklahomans. You know, I just really can't believe, you know, I post some pictures of some of the inappropriate sexual material Tulsa Public Schools has in their library. And within minutes, Facebook has blocked me and shut down my post. They are censoring a conservative. Let's just be real, real clear about that. You know, it's really a sad day when woke Facebook, you know, has higher standards than Deborah Gist at Tulsa Public Schools. It is unbelievable that they are allowing this type of inappropriate sexual material in their library. I'm absolutely not going to stand for it. Oklahomans, please help me share this message. I mean, you know, Facebook's trying to censor it. We've got inappropriate sexual material being targeted to kids in Tulsa public schools. This liberal indoctrination has to stop. We've got to have a focus on academics, not indoctrination. It is way beyond time that Tulsa public schools put a greater focus on academics and that Deborah Gist moved away from her woke left-wing ideology. Please help me share this message since Facebook is trying to shut it down. Let's make sure that our kids are prepared for the workforce, prepared to get good jobs, and prepared with skills, not indoctrinated by woke far-wing leftists.
Now, Oklahoma is the reddest state in America. Every single county in Oklahoma went for Trump in 2020 and 2016. And they are really upset about this. The Oklahoma Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat released a statement. Here's what he has to say about what's happening in Tulsa public schools. What's been discovered in Tulsa public schools library is appalling and nothing short of deplorable. It is indefensible to have children exposed to images and material that is the definition of pornography. It makes no, and by the way, we know it's pornography because the Secretary of Education got blocked on Facebook for sharing it. So if it violates Facebook standards, what's it doing in a public school library? The secretary or the Senate president pro tem goes on, it makes no difference whether it's same sex, opposing sex, or anything in between. Children should never be able to view these images in a public school sanctioned library book. It doesn't matter who authorized these books to be admitted in the library. I am calling on the Tulsa Public School Superintendent, Deborah Gist, or Gist, to do the right thing by taking action by removing these books immediately. Well, I would go a step further. Anybody who thought these books were appropriate for children in a school should be fired. Anybody who purchased the books knowing they were going to be going into a public school library should be fired. And any librarian who put the books on the shelf and slapped it with a Dewey Decimal Code should be fired. Got to start sending a very clear message to these people. We're not going to tolerate perversion in the public library. Dr. Jerry Griffin, a school board member in Tulsa, released a statement. Quote, I don't care if there are 1 million or 10 million books in our libraries. A book-by-book inspection must take place before any school opens. No student should be exposed to such filth. The inspection should be monitored by a parent or student committee. He says it wasn't that long ago that purveyors of such trash would be serving time in Big Mac. McDonald's? No, that's a jail. It's got to be a big... Someone from Oklahoma will help us understand that. I don't think they send the perverts to McDonald's. That's terrible. So anyway, I hate it for the parents because they just can't, the poor moms and dads can't trust anybody anymore. You know, there was a time you could send your kid to the school and the teacher had the best interest of your kid at heart. But now that's just, in some cases, and in a frightening number of cases, that's just not accurate. Not all, but some. And if you're on TikTok with Grace Baker, you see all of it out there. I mean, there's some weird stuff going down on TikTok.
Now, not on my account, to clarify.
No.
I only have Merlo videos on my TikTok. Don't worry.
How's Merlo doing?
She's good.
So anyway, Grace, I hate it. Well, let's try to get the education secretary on the show next week.
All right.
Why don't we do that?
All right.
By the way, so tomorrow I am off, and our good buddy Jeff Katz is going to be in. I don't like taking super long vacations, and so what I'll do in the summertime is typically I'll just take Fridays off and do some R&R. Got to finish writing this book. And so anyway, our good buddy Jeff Katz, WRVA, will be here tomorrow, and he'll do a great job of keeping you guys updated, informed, and entertained of the big stories of the day. And then next week, on the road, heading down to Dallas, Grace, I'm still trying to figure out, do I drive or fly?
See, now that the mask mandates have been dropped on planes, I'm a big proponent of flying. But that's just me. I hate driving.
Problem is, I fly Delta, and that's not a Delta hub in Dallas. It's American.
Ooh.
And I'm not a big American Airlines fan.
They're okay, but Delta is the best.
Delta's the... Well, they're the ones I hate the least.
Fair enough.
I'll say that. I may end up driving. It's a good drive, and one of the great things about Arkansas, 75 miles an hour.
Woo-hoo!
Which means you can drive 85.
There you go.
All right, folks, got to get out of there. Have a great one, everybody. And ToddStearns.com. Be sure to check that out. Lots of great stories there. We'll see you on Monday. Jeff Katz in tomorrow.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah. And the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.